Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Great show for you guys today. We got two Monday night football games, Ravens-Bucks, which should be a really good game. We also got the Cardinals and the Chargers. Will give out plenty of plays for both of those games. Our World Series is set with the Yankees and the Dodgers. John Venezia standing by. Get his thoughts on who he likes in the fall classic between the Yanks and LA. Also got to get into some of our early bets that we like for the upcoming week. We loved Georgia last Monday plus the points. That was an easy winner. Got some more college bets that we like. Also a look ahead to week 8 in the NFL as well. Kate Constable going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. Then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays for the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/OdysseySports. And if you miss any part of the show, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get this going on a Monday. We go to the Glasser guest line. Johnny Venezia joins us. Give him a follow on X @John_JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, going to talk a little World Series with you. But before we get to there, let's talk about the NFL games that we have tonight. Let's start with the Ravens and the Bucks. Two teams that are playing really good football. Baltimore favored by 3.5 tonight. The total is 50. Anything you like side total and any props that you're looking at as well?
Paige, great to be back with you, my friend. Let's get right to it. You know how the Royal Mint is near and dear to my heart. That is like my child in the world of sports betting. It's not quite the Royal Mint spot, but something that I've noticed this year that I'm absolutely in love with is the favorites laying 3.5. Offhand, I think only one team that closed as a 3.5-point favorite has lost this year, and that was Miami Week 1 versus Jacksonville. Every other one has, I think, come home. This is a spot here, regardless of the 3.5, Baltimore has a big advantage. You look at Tampa Bay's defense, they've been getting gassed left and right. They let up almost 30 points last week to Spencer Rattler, let up 36 the week before to Kirk Cousins. Yes, Vita Vea is back. That is huge for them. Same with Antoine Winfield. But the truth is, I don't know where this Tampa Bay defense is going to be able to consistently stop Lamar and this offense that's grooving right now. They scored 28 points straight in their last four games. Derrick Henry is looking like the vintage king that we all know and love. So to tell you the truth, Paige, I think the Ravens and Bucks are going to have a shootout, but I just don't think Tampa Bay is going to be able to make enough stops. I feel like Baltimore gets this done by 6 or 7 points tonight.
All right, very good. So that's game one. What about game two tonight with the Chargers and the Cardinals? We've seen some line movement on this game. Chargers were as big as 3-point favorites earlier on in the week. Now they're down to -1 at BetMGM. We got a total of 44 in this matchup as well. Who do you like between LA and Arizona?
I'll be honest with you. I was struggling with this one. You know how I feel about the Arizona Cardinals. I believe they're the highest variance team in the NFL. One week they can show up and look like the best team in the NFL. The next week they can look like the worst. So against a Chargers team coming off a bye, it's definitely difficult to decipher. So that's why I'm going with a little prop. J.K. Dobbins, 80 rushing yards, over 79.5, actually. He's hit this number in half of his games and rested. No Gus Edwards. I think we're going to see at least 20 carries from Dobby tonight against an Arizona defense that can be had. You've seen Brian Robinson run wild on them. You've seen David Montgomery go off. So there's definitely an opportunity to move this ball on Arizona's defense in the run game. So give me J.K. Dobbins, 80-plus rush yards.
All right, so those games will wrap up week 7 in the NFL. Johnny, looking ahead to week 8, no team is on bye next week, so we get a full 16-team slate. Everybody will be in action. Looking at the card early on in the week, anything jump out at you?
So I would like to say I'm definitely looking to fade the Dallas Cowboys. However, they're currently in a Royal Mint spot, so I would like to see where that line closes throughout the week. But to be honest with you, I don't like Dallas anymore. You know, I just don't think they're even bettable whatsoever. So I'm going to be looking for the Niners to bounce back, assuming this gets out of that 5.5 spot. But otherwise, I really do think Cincinnati is on the upswing here. I feel like the Bengals are in a position now after a slow start where they can get on a heater and kind of have everybody that forgot about them make them believe once again. They have an opportunity to basically win out the rest of the way. If not win out, win almost every single one of their games and have a shot to win this AFC North or definitely clinch a playoff spot. So I'm looking for the Bengals at home, a small dog against the Eagles to take care of business.
All right, very good. Johnny, before we get to the World Series, you wanted to talk a little NFL MVP, which I think is a really interesting market, considering, yes, the Chiefs are undefeated, and it's Patrick Mahomes. He has more interceptions than he does touchdowns this season. Josh Allen's been playing great football. Lamar, Jaden Daniels, even though he got banged up yesterday. When you look at the NFL MVP market, anything that you like currently?
Yeah, so I'm sitting on the I'm sitting on 111-1 ticket on Jaden Daniels MVP. So, you know, it sucks that he got hurt yesterday and missed a lot of stat padding opportunities, but you know, I still think he's firmly in the mix, even though he missed most of yesterday's contest. I will say, before the week started, looking at the Cincinnati Bengals schedule, Joe Burrow being 22-1 in the MVP market was way, way too big. So I felt taking Burrow right as the Bengals, which I think are about to go on a run, is incredibly opportunistic. There's a 17-1 right now in the open market, so that's probably where I would be looking right now. I'm not interested in laying the 5-1, 6.5, whatever it is. I think there's so much left that can happen, and you have a guy like Burrow who has some of the best stats as a quarterback this year, and as long as the Bengals are competitive and, you know, they're going to push for the division, that's ultimately the key. They have another game left against the Ravens. You never know with Baltimore if they, you know, hit a little bit of a rough patch and Cincinnati takes game two from them. I think this is definitely something that could be in the mix. So 17-1 with Burrow is interesting. I don't like really anything else here, but I would be interested in taking a shot on Baker Mayfield. But that's something I would have to see what happens tonight in tonight's game.
All right, very interesting. Let's go to the World Series, Johnny. We got the Yankees and the Dodgers. It feels like for a decade people have predicted this matchup, and we finally get it starting on Friday with Game 1. Dodgers are a small favorite to win, even though the Yankees do have home field advantage. Who do you like, L.A. or New York?
Yeah, I feel like for the last 10 years, all the MLB experts have been predicting this matchup. I mean, you know, blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then, you know. But unfortunately for our Padres, we have to see the Dodgers take on the Yankees, which would have been a layup for San Diego. But I think this is always going to be the NL coming home here. The New York Yankees had one of the easiest routes to the World Series you can possibly imagine. The only two teams that were somewhat competitive in the American League outside of the Yankees were Houston and Baltimore. I know we both like Baltimore preseason. They decided to completely unravel and not hit. You have the Astros who did the same thing, and it was pretty much an AL Central versus the Yankees to get to the World Series. Even though they've come up with some clutch hittings, they've really had to go in some dogfights against teams that they're way better than. Whereas the Dodgers had to take on the Padres and the Mets to get here. I just don't know how the Dodgers don't win it this time around. You get Ohtani, it's minus 130, minus 128. So I'm definitely taking the Dodgers here in six. And I think Ohtani wins MVP. I mean, you know, I don't think the MLB is going to allow anybody else.
Monday night games on the road, they're usually very, very tough. Now, Tampa's been playing awesome, and even though Lamar is 22-1 straight up against the NFC, he is 12-9 against the spread. So, Ravens certainly could win tonight. The Bucs could cover. That's why I'm staying away from the game. Both defenses against the other team's offenses definitely do concern me. This over, I expect to keep moving up. I think this could close at about 51 by the time that the game kicks off, but I would expect some points tonight. Where I really like this game is the prop market. We're going to take Lamar Jackson over 52.5 rushing yards tonight against the Bucs. As I mentioned, Lamar has played 23 games against the NFC. He's 22-1 against the NFC. In those 23 games, he has gone over 53 rushing yards in 17 of those matchups. It's the reason why Lamar is so successful against the NFC, because these teams that only see him once every 4 years, they do not know how to defend Baltimore's run game. And now with Derrick Henry in the mix and all the attention that he is going to draw, I think it's just going to allow even more running room for Lamar tonight. You give him the extra day playing on a Monday, a little more time to recover. I think he uses his legs tonight, so I'll take Lamar over 52.5 rushing yards against the Bucs. Some other props I would look at in this game: Cade Otton over receiving yards at 38.5. The Ravens, if you watched them this year on defense, they have struggled mightily against the tight ends. Nobody is worse against the tight end than Baltimore's defense. They have given up the most receiving yards, most receptions, tied for the most receiving touchdowns against opposing tight ends this season. Cade Otton over 38.5 receiving yards. I like that. I also like Chris Godwin's number as well, over 72.5 receiving yards. Mike Evans is probably going to be shadowed by Brandon Stevens for most of the night. It's going to be a really good matchup. Stevens has been excellent for Baltimore this season, which means Godwin's probably going to draw the assignment of Nate Wiggins at times, maybe Marlon Humphrey, maybe they put Kyle Hamilton on him as well. Kind of the secondary receivers have been very good against Baltimore this season. Even the top receivers have been good. I mean, McLaurin had a great game. Jamar Chase had a great game as well. So Baker Mayfield's been on fire. He's usually great at home since he's been the quarterback of the Bucs. I expect Tampa to move the ball tonight, especially through the air. So Cade Otton, Chris Godwin, I think, are both good options in the receiving game. And then also Lamar Jackson over rushing yards as well. As for the Chargers and Cardinals game, I do lean towards the Chargers. It wouldn't be an official play for me. Arizona is one of those teams that I love to bet them on the road. I hate to bet them at home. It's much like the New York Giants. I will never bet the Giants when they play home games at MetLife, but when they go on the road, that's a different story. Arizona for me is the same way. I can't tell you how many times that I've seen a game featuring Arizona where the line is telling you to bet the Cardinals like it is tonight, and they don't come through for you. The Chargers this year have beaten up on the teams that they're supposed to beat, right? I mean, they're 4-2. They've beaten the Broncos this season. They've beaten the Panthers. They've beaten the Raiders. Like, these non-playoff teams, the teams that they should beat, the Chargers are beating those teams. It's the teams like the Steelers, the teams like the Chiefs, some of the playoff teams that they are struggling against. So Arizona's maybe like a borderline playoff team at best. They're extremely inconsistent. I like the Chargers tonight. I'll take them -1 against Arizona. And then a prop I would look at, I agree with Johnny. I like J.K. Dobbins over rushing yards in this game at 79.5. And give me over 1.5 field goals for Chad Ryland, the Arizona kicker, as well. Jesse Minter's defense has been very good for the Chargers this season. I think Arizona might have some success moving the ball tonight, but I think the Chargers are going to keep them to field goals. So we'll go over 1.5 field goals for Chad Ryland, the Arizona kicker. All right, it's time for a BetMGM promo. We've all had our first touchdown bet vulture to call back before. With BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, get your entire stake back in cash. Maybe look at a Derrick Henry first touchdown, or maybe get a little risky with an Isaiah Likely or somebody like that. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you win, get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, guys, we got some questions coming in the chat. Love this. Hey, PJ, do you like Baker to complete over 23.5 completions tonight against the Ravens secondary? I do like that a lot, B-Mills. The Ravens, for really since Lamar has been their quarterback, have always done a great job at getting off to a fast start. I think they do the same thing again tonight. So with Tampa trailing in this game, most likely, I like them to throw I like their receivers, as I mentioned just moments ago, and I like that over 23.5 completions. Kay Hilmers, do you think the Bucs can't stop Baltimore? I think the Ravens will be able to move the football. I think the Ravens probably have the best offense in the NFL. It's either them or Detroit. But with this, with the way that Derrick Henry has been integrated in this offense, nobody's been able to stop him. And it's Lamar against an NFC team. I mean, there's a reason he's 22-1 against the NFC. Dominates these matchups when he goes up against these teams. So I do think both teams will be able to move the ball. I think Baltimore will have success tonight on offense. All right, let's get into some games that I would bet right now coming up in Week 9 college football and Week 8 in the NFL. We'll start in the NFL. Really like Cincinnati -2.5 against the Eagles. I think anything under 3 is a good bet. On the Bengals, I mean, the Bengals are doing what the Bengals do. They get off to a slow start, and then we hit October, we're approaching November, and the Bengals are starting to look like the Bengals that most of us thought they would be coming into the year. Their defense is getting healthy. They played much, much better the last 2 weeks. And again, like, look at Cincinnati's losses this season. Week 1 against New England is just one of those any given Sunday losses, right? Like, the Ravens lost to the Raiders. It happens. Teams sometimes just lay eggs. But other than that, I mean, the Bengals lost to Lamar and the Ravens. They lost to Mahomes and the Chiefs and Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, all those games by 5 points or less. So it's not like they're losing games to bad teams. They're losing games to good teams with very good quarterbacks. They're going up against an Eagles offense that yesterday I honestly thought that game was more about the Giants than it was about the Eagles. I still don't think the Eagles have like fixed all their issues. I think going on the road, playing a hot Cincinnati team, give me the Bengals, anything under a field goal, I would take Cincinnati and bet that right now. I'd also get Arizona +3.5 against the Miami Dolphins. Again, do we all just think because Tua is coming back for Miami, which all signs point to that he is, that all of the Dolphins' problems are going to be fixed? I know we only really saw him play like a game and a quarter so far this season, but Jacksonville's turned out to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. If Travis Etienne doesn't fumble in Week 1, the Dolphins lose that game outright. And then before Tua got hurt in Week 2 against the Bills, he was playing terrible in that game. Certainly an upgrade from Huntley and Skylar Thompson and all the other Dolphins quarterbacks, but we just talked about Arizona. I love betting the Cardinals on the road. We're getting 3.5 with them. I think they can win that game outright, so I bet that now with Arizona plus the points against the Dolphins, because certainly if they win tonight, that you might not get the hook anymore, and that might go down to +3. Also, give me the Titans +11.5 against the Detroit Lions. I know these big dogs that were doing incredible early on in the season have not been doing good the last couple weeks. Of all these terrible teams in the NFL, like of all these one-win teams with the Browns and the Patriots and the Panthers, the Raiders, I think the one that I actually would bet with big numbers is Tennessee, because they do have a very good defense, and now that they have Mason Rudolph at quarterback instead of Will Levis, I feel much better about betting them. They were up 10-0 in that game against Buffalo yesterday, and then the Bills just turned it on and got rolling. Detroit's scheduling spot in this game against the Titans is really difficult, though. Keep in mind, 2 weeks ago, they had the revenge game against Dallas. Then they had that massive game yesterday against Minnesota. They have another massive game coming up in 2 weeks against Green Bay. So, like, this is kind of that sandwich spot letdown game that I think the Lions might have going up against a good defense in Tennessee. So I'd take the 11.5 with the Titans. As for college football, give me Minnesota -4.5 against Maryland. We love the Terps last week against USC. They won that game outright. Well, that was one of the biggest wins that Mike Locksley has had in his career. And whenever there's a big win in college football like that, whenever you have fans storm the field, always look to fade them the next week. Maryland still did the same old Maryland things against USC that they always do. Commit a ton of penalties, have a bunch of dumb turnovers. It's going to be the same stuff when they go up against Minnesota. So give me the Golden Gophers -4.5. One of the games of the week in college football is going to be Notre Dame and Navy. Navy and Army are both undefeated. It's been incredible stories. But I think this is where you fade Navy in this matchup going up against Notre Dame. I would lay the 11.5 with the Irish on Saturday. Navy's undefeated, but it's a lot like what we talked about with Texas last week. They just haven't played anybody. Navy's schedule this season has been Bucknell, Temple, Memphis, UAB, Air Force, and Charlotte. Those have been the six teams that they've played. Now they go up against one of the best defenses in college football. And I'll never forget 2 years ago when Marcus Freeman was in his first year with Notre Dame and he knew that he'd be playing Navy every single season. He talked about when he was defensive coordinator of Cincinnati, he'll never forget when his defense gave up 500 yards of total offense to Navy. That game scarred him for life. Two of the last 3 years, Navy scored 3 points and 6 points against Notre Dame. Whenever they play Navy, Marcus Freeman always takes that challenge personally. Now they're undefeated. It's a massive game. Love Notre Dame on Saturday. And then give me Duke plus 11 against SMU. This is all about fading SMU. This is their third straight road game. They've covered the first two against Louisville and last week against Stanford. Now they got to go on the road after playing out in Stanford. They got to travel to Durham this week and take on Duke. Duke's one of those teams. They're 6-1. They're incredibly overrated, but it's just one of those teams that just has like the magic pixie dust this year. They have all the turnover luck. If you watch the Florida State game on Friday this past week, you know all about it. They'll probably get outgained a lot by SMU, but they'll win the turnover battle and you'll look up and they'll somehow only be trailing by one score late in the fourth quarter. So I'll take Duke plus 11 against SMU. All right, let's talk top 10 teams in college football now here on Send It In. Now, I think a lot of people will take Georgia as the number one team in college football. I'm still going to put Ohio State at number one. I think if they play Oregon again, which they probably will in the Big Ten title game, and that game's on a neutral, I would still take Ohio State. I think they're the best team in the country, plus 450 to win the national championship. If I had to make a bet on anybody right now, it would be on Ohio State. Georgia comes in at number two for me. You just had to know that Kirby Smart would have his guys ready. Georgia was an underdog for the first time in 50 games, and they look like a team that nobody was giving them a chance all week. I'll put Georgia at number two. Texas, I still think, is the third best team in the country. I think that loss will be good for Texas moving forward. Everybody was talking about how great they are. They finally played a real team on Saturday. I think they can learn a lot from it. I'll put Texas at number three. Oregon comes in at number four for me. They're plus 500 to win the national championship. What I've been most impressed with about Oregon from kind of the first 3 weeks when they didn't look great is how well their offensive line has played over the last 4 or 5 weeks. Their defense continues to get better. Gabriel's playing well at quarterback. Ducks are my number four team in college football. After Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, and Oregon, I think there's a big gap after those four teams. I'll put Tennessee at number five just because of how dominant their defense is. Nico's got all the talent in the world, but man, does he miss a lot of throws. He makes a lot of boneheaded decisions, but their defense is elite. I'll put Tennessee at number five. Penn State goes at number six for me. It just feels like the same old Penn State. You know, they got a great recruiting class. They got talent on both sides of the football, but in a big game, do you really trust Penn State? Would you really ever bet on Penn State to win the national championship? I would never do it, but I'll put them as my number six team. Clemson is my number seven team. Look, we've been talking about the last couple weeks. I know Clemson got blown out by Georgia in week one, but have you paid attention to what Clemson has done ever since that game? They have steamrolled everybody that they've played. I think they're the best team in the ACC. I like Clemson at number seven. Miami right behind them at number eight, even though Miami's undefeated. I mean, these last three games, their defense has been leaking a ton of oil. They've been very fortunate to win some of these games. Canes don't look as good as maybe we all thought they were earlier on in the season. Give me Notre Dame at number nine. I know Benjamin Morrison is injured, and that's a tough loss for that Notre Dame defense, but their A&M win at the beginning of the year looks better and better and better. And outside of Northern Illinois, Notre Dame's been another one of those teams that's been playing really well. And then A&M, I'll put them at number 10. Big game this week against LSU. We'll find out again just how good A&M is. Really their first big matchup since that game against Notre Dame. I'll put A&M at number 10. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on a Monday. And Kate, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays in the NFL. One of the Monday Night Football games, the Ravens and Bucks. The model likes the under at 50 right now, which is a little surprising because I've heard so many people talk about the over. They think this game is going to be a shootout. I am one of those people that think that we're going to have a very high-scoring game. But hey, if you want to follow the model likes the under tonight, making under 50 a five-star play.
All right, very good. Kate, what about yourself? Anything you like tonight in either of the two Monday Night games?
Yeah, in that same Ravens and Bucks game, I like Baker Mayfield to go over 23 and a half completions. The Ravens defense, their run defense is phenomenal, right? So you're not going to have a whole lot of success running against this Ravens team. What you are going to have success in is in the passing game. Their pass defense is 30th in the league right now. They're giving up over 275 yards per game through the air. And Baker Mayfield's been phenomenal this year. He's been extremely efficient. He's been throwing the ball a ton, and he's gone over this number in three of his last four games. The Baltimore defense has given up or allowed opposing quarterbacks to surpass this completion number in four of their six games this year. So I think this is going to be a game that is won through the air. If it is won for the Bucs, that's going to happen through the air and not on the ground. So I like Baker over 23 and a half receptions. I also like the Chargers to win outright, to cover. I mean, it's basically a pick 'em at minus one now with that line moving in favor of Arizona, but I don't agree with that. You have a Jim Harbaugh team coming off of a bye. They're rested. They're well coached. In years past, I would say maybe this is a spot where the Chargers kind of do Chargers stuff and don't come fully prepared to play. But this team is coached differently, and that's shown up so far. So I will take the Chargers, even on the road, laying the 1.5.
All right, very good. Yeah, Kate, one of our viewers, B Mills, also likes Baker Mayfield over pass completions in tonight's
Love
game
it.
As well. NBA season starts tomorrow with we got the Celtics in action, which should be a lot of fun. We got the Lakers going up against the Warriors as well. Kate, looking at the NBA, just the futures market, what's your favorite futures bet? It can be MVP, Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year. It could be a win total. What's your favorite futures bet for the NBA season?
Yeah, PJ, I really like Victor Wembanyama for MVP. You can get that at 22-1 right now over on BetMGM. I mean, he won Rookie of the Year last year, won Defensive Player of the Year last year. Or no, I'm sorry, he did not win it. Maybe should have won it, but was in the running towards the end of the season for Defensive Player of the Year. He's the favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year this year. And I think the Spurs are going to surpass their win total, which maybe that doesn't sound all that hard, but it's sitting at 36.5. If Wembanyama is able to position the Spurs to be competing or make the playoffs this year, I think he's going to be in the running for MVP. You have Chris Paul coming over, and not necessarily that means that it's going to equate to a ton of wins for the Spurs, but he's a veteran player in this league that's going to teach Wemby how to win and that young roster how to win. The pick and roll is going to be great, so I think you're going to get the stats with Wembanyama. He's also put on a ton of weight, added 25 pounds this offseason. Watching him in the Olympics, he looked like a different player, and I know that style of play is different in the Olympics, a little bit more physical, but if he can play like that with the Spurs this season, I think he is going to have a chance at winning MVP this year. You're getting him at 22-1. Plus, he's just a big name that everyone is going to be talking about. He's kind of a freak of nature in his height, his skill set, all of that stuff. So I like Wemby 22-1 for MVP this year.
Love it. Good case, Kate. I mean, I think we all expect him to just continue to get better and better. Going to be a lot of fun to watch. Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. Kate, always appreciate the time. Good luck tonight, and we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, wrapping up the show, PJ's plays. Before we do, Kay Hilmer's good question in the chat. Flyer on Will Howard to win the Heisman at 100-1. I absolutely do think it's a flyer, Will. You kind of look at all these quarterbacks that are playing their way out of the race, right? Quinn Ewers probably out. Jalen Milroe out. Nico Iamaliava from Tennessee, he's probably out too. And you got to think Will Howard's got a chance to avenge his loss against Oregon in the Big Ten Championship. So I think that's a good look. I like Will Howard 100-1. Certainly think it's worth a flyer. As for tonight's card, my prop lock is going to be Cade Otton over 38.5 receiving yards against the Ravens. We talked about it. Ravens are the worst team in the NFL at defending the tight end position. Give me Cade Otton over receiving yards. Dog of the day is going to be the Cardinals plus 3.5 next week against the Dolphins. Get that 3.5 now because I think it's going to go down to plus 3. And then my best bet is going to be Lamar Jackson over 52.5 rushing yards against the Bucs. Lamar's going up against an NFC team, and when he does, 17 of his 23 games, he's rushed for 53 yards or more. Those are my favorite plays for the day. Thanks again to Johnny V and Kate Constable for joining us. Matt LaMarca joins us tomorrow to preview the NBA season. We'll see you then.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.